You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, live link at the trumpet.com as well. This is Trumpet Radio Live, Thursday edition. Dwight Falk and Abraham Blondeau with you here today. And Abraham, we were just talking before we came on the air about a great job opportunity for people. I was thinking about this. A speechwriter for politicians. How hard could it be? I've been watching some of the speeches. And it's amazing. You don't have to bring up any facts. You don't have to talk about anything you're going to do. All you have to do is make childish insults towards the other person. And then everyone applauds and says it's the greatest thing they ever heard. Have you ever seen anything like that? no policy. No, this is how we're going to do this. It's just taking a shot at the other guy. And it's not even, they're not even factual shots. They're just, hey, look at that guy. Right. Everyone applauds. How hard could that be? How much do they make?
Well, especially when that has the like applause command at the top. It doesn't even matter what you said. It says applaud, you applaud. But it's it's amazing that pretty much you could have anyone come up with 20 insults and then just put them in a speech, and that's supposedly the best speeches the Democratic Party can come up with to display their ability to lead the country and to promote Hillary Clinton as the next president. It's just, well, it's embarrassing, but also, like you said, just ridiculous that that's like the message is coming from the leaders of America.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. There's a video actually on CNN's website today where one of the reporters went around and asked people questions. All the networks do this. Saturday Night Live has people out there doing it. And the thing is, it's getting harder to tell which one's the parody and which one's the real broadcast.
Right.
So CNN sends this guy out there, and he asks these ridiculous questions to people. But their answers are crazy. Bill Cosby's been in the news for some pretty bad accusations. One of the questions was, do you think, who is better for women's rights, Bill Cosby or Donald Trump? And they all said Bill Cosby. I mean, it's embarrassing that those questions are even coming up. It shouldn't even be talked about. But they're saying it, and they think it's great, and it's, I don't know if they're joking or... They said, who would you fear more, ISIS or Donald Trump? They said Donald Trump. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say to that. I mean, they're always going to take the opposite to Trump, I mean, just because of the way they're in. But you can see why the way that's kind of a microcosm of this whole election, where you pick, you're so anti someone else or a certain position or party that you can completely neglect the facts. You're just relying on emotions and opinions that aren't based in reality. And so you get responses like that where people are saying they fear an American businessman more than a terrorist organization that beheads people and rapes people and whatever else, sells people into slavery. I mean, I'm sure in reflection they might give a second answer, but still, the fact that you would actually give the answer is pretty revealing.
Yeah, just and again, it's, and they just edit together what they want. Maybe other people didn't say that, but that's the video they put up there. I think it's kind of I don't know if it's supposed to be a joke or if it's supposed to be serious. I'm not sure which angle they were taking, but it just highlights the ridiculousness of some of the things that are happening. Of course, we mention it because this is the election year, right? So there's a lot going on with that. A couple of headlines in relation to that. We'll talk about the Key of David program and the Trumpet Daily Radio Show, and then also Grant Turgeon will be stopping by with a story also about the election process. And then we'll talk about some things that have happened on this day in history, July the 28th. So I think we're all just ready for it to be over with all the politics.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's funny, in Canada, the entire national elections last 3 weeks, including the campaigning and everything. And
it's still too long.
Right. We could probably do it in a day, to be honest. But to have it go on for pretty much, it takes 4 years from one election to another. They're already starting and just drawn out. And we're still, how many, 3 or 4 months away from the actual ballots?
Yeah. There were some interesting comments made last night. Stephen Fleury talks about it on the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. And so we'll preview that in a bit here. But some interesting comments made about Hillary Clinton. And of course, it's a convention to try to put the best foot forward, so they're going to say positive things, understandably. But sometimes it's so outlandish. The president said last night that Hillary is the most qualified ever for president. Really? The most qualified ever? You might like her and you might think she's fine. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt. No one else had any clue. No one else could compare to what she's bringing to the table. I mean, come on now. Does anyone buy that?
Well, I guess that explains why he beat her 4 years ago or 8 years ago for the nomination. I guess she wasn't qualified enough 8 years ago. Right. But now, of course, she's the most qualified. But, yeah, I mean, just looking at her life, it just the past 5 years when she was Secretary of State before that and everything. I mean, you could probably find a store clerk that might be just as qualified. Like, just if you look at everything that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if they want to say most qualified for this election, well, that's their right. They can say that. But most qualified ever? That's pretty outlandish. And we've had some incredible presidents over the years. This is the best we could do.
Well, yeah.
Might as well go out to Mount Rushmore and wipe it clean. Wipe it out. Put up some new faces.
Well, I mean, if you look at some of the presidents, some of them have come from more humble beginnings. But, I mean, we've had constitutional lawyers, real constitutional lawyers.
Right.
I mean, generals who fought for this country, PhDs, any number of years and years and years of experience in the political system, being a senator, being a successful Secretary of State, all these other things that have made them qualified for the position. And even Abraham Lincoln, he was just a small-town lawyer in Illinois, and I think most people would think he's more qualified than Hillary Clinton.
Yes, yeah, slightly.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Big news yesterday, we talked about this some, was of course, the DNC emails got leaked. And then there was some talk about, Russia was behind it. And then there was some talk that maybe Donald Trump was in cahoots with Russia. And then Donald Trump threw a little gas on the fire by saying to Russia, hey, go ahead and find the rest of her emails. I'd love that. So people were quite upset about that. But there's an interesting question here. Was it just a big faux pas for Donald Trump to say that, or is he really a smart guy? That's the question. This is a write-up here from Fox, Krauthammer, who's a pretty good analyst. He says, Trump's email trap catches Hillary in complete contradiction. The Hillary Clinton campaign didn't take long to respond to Donald Trump's comments about how Russia should try to find Clinton's missing 33,000 emails. That's a lot of emails. That's a lot, 33,000. They came out and said, this has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent, according to senior policy advisor Jake Sullivan. That's not hyperbole. Those are just the facts, which is great because we need the facts here. He went on to say, this has gone from being a matter of curiosity and a matter of politics to being a national security issue. What was that? A national security issue. Krauthammer said, that's a trap, though, because as he explained, the Clinton campaign statement said it would be a national security issue if these emails were discovered. But that contradicts Clinton's repeated assertions that the missing 33,000 emails were all part of a personal collection, personal nature, and not work-related. So wait a second now. When they were in trouble for these emails, they said, oh, they're just personal. They're not business. And now that Trump says Russia should find them, they say, well, that's espionage, national security issue. Which one is it?
Right. Yeah, this is pretty brilliant move, unintended or intended, because it really does put the Clinton camp in a position where they actually have to address, finally, the nature of the emails and what they were doing and come to the facts of it in a way, because I mean, if what's the national security threat? What's the national security issue? Is it Trump making a joke during a news conference, which Hillary Clinton has not held in over 300 days. Well, let's put that out there right now. But also, if Russia can access all those emails, then what's, and if they're just pictures of her with recipes or whatever she said they were of, then what's the big deal? I mean, let them have them. Shouldn't be an issue.
Right. So what is it? Is it a security issue or not? That's the thing when you're not telling the truth. It catches you eventually. You get caught in a lie. It's hard to keep it all straight. And so this is going to be interesting to see how they respond to this. Before I just say, what difference does it matter at this point?
Right.
We've heard that one before. So we'll see what happens there. Again, it's just interesting. And we're not trying to pile on one person more than the other here, but it's just it's just the cycle of politics and the name calling and the back and forth and the pointing fingers. It just gets to be a bit much, I think, for most people. So there's more about that on the Trump Daily Radio Show, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit.